Well, good afternoon, everybody. How the hell are you? It is Rich Shirtley, Ken Lair.
Yo.
And to my right, we needed class in this joint today. Mm-hmm. We need someone to come in here and class up the joint. So we said, let's get the top tier Turpin here. Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. Just shaking the tree, getting inside information all over the place. And right now, probably very happy he's reporting on the Celtics and not the Red Sox.
To say the least. It is so much better to be doing this.
I know.
This team is unbearable, to be honest.
It's been tough to watch. Well, it is 93.7 WEEI, and you could, of course, give us a call at 617-779-7937. As I've said many times, I don't usually pay attention to social media while we are on the air. So the best way to get a hold of us is, of course, to give us a call. And maybe if you're Bob, the guy who just calls in and wants to stay on hold so he can listen to the show, you know what? We'll make room for you. There you go, Bob. We love you, even though you're very angry whenever we talk to you. So also, the Odyssey app is a great way to follow the show. You can press the little follow button and the show gets launched right to your phone. And you can also give us a take grenade. Press that microphone button and we play your messages later on in the show. Gentlemen, let's talk Jaylen Brown, shall we? So let's get some stuff happening, Stiz.
What just happened?
Sports happened.
Oh, yes, it did. And Sports Happen is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. And you know what I need right now, guys? The toothpaste is already out of the tube clip. Let's hear it there, Stiz.
It feels like the toothpaste is too far out of the tube with Jaylen Brown. And if you ask me right now on June 24th at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time, after it took me 3 hours to get home from LaGuardia, I don't think Jaylen Brown starts the season with the Celtics next year. That could end up being wrong. I'm not saying it definitively. I'm saying if you made me bet yes or no, Jaylen Brown is a Celtic next year, I'm betting no. I think too much has happened.
All right. That is Zach Lowe right there. And it already seems like the toothpaste is kind of slopped out in the bathroom counter and is festing there. It's festering.
He's
not
2 days late on that. We had that Tuesday, toothpaste out of the tube. Arcand upped it with the cross the Rubicon. I mean, we need some next level.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah,
we've heard like that.
Yep, that one a few times too. Well, Jaylen Brown, despite being offered in a trade for Giannis, is still a member of the Boston Celtics, believe it or not. But according to Brian Windhorst, that may not be for very long. Hit it, Windy.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Okay, I mean, Brad Stevens came out. Obviously, they offered him very strongly for the, to the Bucks. Brad Stevens came out and said many, many wonderful things about him and respectful and all that stuff. He never said he wasn't trading him.
Yeah.
Which he obviously could have done. And he met with Jaylen before this happened, and he didn't meet with him to say, "Hey, are you summering in Greece? Are you summering? Are you going to try the Mediterranean?" Like, he obviously told them that they're seriously going to, there's a chance they're going to trade him. So now whether they can find a trade that, because look, Jaylen Brown is 29 years old, coming off his best season, under contract for 3 years. Those are things that you like, mm-hmm. you want. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to find a deal that they like that's going to improve the team. But I think they are intending to trade him.
Have you ever heard of the band The Silver Sun Pickups?
What was their big hit?
I think it's called Lazy Eye. But for years, I thought their lead singer was a woman. And then I realized it was a man. I'm not mentioning that for any reason after playing that clip. So it sounds like Windhorst is saying right here that they are trading him. He's like in no unclear words, he said they are trading him.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Mr. Windhorst. And the question is now, all right, well, if you think he's going to get traded, then what the hell are they going to get for him? Like Giannis was kind of the only person that you could look at that was out there where you're like, all right, I get it. Superstar for superstar. But now it kind of seems to be, well, maybe we'll take this person at 60 cents on the dollar, or maybe we'll get this guy and we'll try to make it work. And Chris Mannix actually threw out a name that I've heard getting a lot more steam lately. Let's hear it, Mannix.
I do believe that a player like Evan Mobley is someone the Celtics would be very interested in, someone they'd be willing to deal Jaylen Brown for. They're talking to other teams. Most of these calls that they're getting, from what I'm told right now, are incoming calls, teams looking to see if they can, you know, poach Jaylen Brown for a discount type of price. But the Celtics, you know, they've made it clear they're looking to get dollar for dollar value back in return to get something in return that helps them win with Jason Tatum over the next 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So Evan Mobley, obviously, he's young, which is nice. He's 24 years old. He just won Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah, that's awesome.
He's a big man. They're hunting a big man. That's one of the clips that Mannix has thrown out there. Like that. He's big.
Yep.
Big man and someone with speed on the perimeter. Those are the two they're looking for.
Yeah, so he is somebody that could have probably been pretty effective against Joel Embiid in the playoffs. Isn't that a little bit of a...
I wouldn't love that.
I'm telling you, people are starting to... There's two things that are scaring me, and I'm glad you're here, Terp, because I want to get your opinion on this. There's two things that are scaring me. After the Giannis thing, you're not going to get any value, the value that you want for Jaylen Brown. I just have a feeling that it sounds to me like there are, like the story that just came out about LaMelo Ball getting traded, wasn't the story that the Timberwolves were choosing between LaMelo Ball and Jaylen Brown, and they went with LaMelo Ball?
Yeah, it was reported that they viewed that as a better fit.
Okay. So just better fit.
They could have had two Atlanta boys down there in Anthony Edwards and Jaylen Brown.
Does it seem to me as if the market isn't as hot for Jaylen Brown as maybe Brad Stevens was hoping it would be?
I mean, when you go from Giannis to whatever pivot you're talking about, obviously the market's going to change. But to think that they would take a deal that's less than what Jaylen Brown is worth, mm-hmm. I just can't see that. His trade value will never be higher, right? This is the highest it'll be. He just finished sixth in MVP voting, had the best year of his career. And he'll let everyone know about it. I just don't view that as like a feasible thing where they're going to take less from what they can get when his trade value is at its all-time high.
Well, right now his trade value is Evan Mobley and a couple pieces.
And Max Strus.
Max Strus.
I don't know.
So I don't like this. Like, no. I mean, like if that's the max of his trade value, maybe he's scaring teams away for one reason or another. I mean, the money is obviously a big part of it. But, I mean, to make the trade, you have to make the cash match. It just it seems to me... Like, Brad is in a position where he's trying to get something for him, but is probably starting to realize you're going to get, after you tried with Giannis, 60 cents on the dollar, and you're not going to get the kind of value that you wanted.
If that's the case, I don't think I'd be inclined to move him. What's he going to do? He's under contract. I mean, we talked about this last time, that if you want to make things right, offer him the extension. If you don't think that's a
feasible
way.
But don't you think, Terp, not sorry to interrupt, you think something happened now for Windhorse to say it that definitively?
He's going
to
get
Jaylen has asked for a trade. He's going to get traded. That means...
Did he say Jaylen asked for a trade?
He didn't say that, but that's my assumption.
I think a lot of people have that feeling.
Between the end of the year, when Brad got up there and was very diplomatic and said, my office is open, and Jaylen went on the Twitch stream and said, I'm sorry that my basketball operations guy has to apologize for all this stuff. Brad said they had a couple conversations. They told him to trade. Maybe that's enough, just that, hey, we're trying to trade you for Giannis to split it. But I think now Jaylen doesn't want to be here.
I mean, it's totally fair to look that way. And obviously with Brad Stevens' comments the other day, there wasn't much clarity to that, right? Because he was saying how he still believes that the Celtics can win a championship with Tatum and Brown as a duo. He was also asked point blank whether or not Jaylen Brown would be on the roster next year. And he didn't answer it. He could have just said yes, and that could have been it. It could have been like, this was specific to Giannis. There was one guy and one guy only we were trying to get. And that didn't work. He left it open. He left all options open. And you could tell just listening to Brad Stevens throughout that night, that was a different kind of Brad. Like, mm-hmm. The demeanor was different. It was obviously clearly a tough conversations and tough interviews to have and all that. So I don't know. He left all of his options open. So it is really hard to kind of decipher where it's at. But I left that press conference far less certain that he's on the roster this year come opening night.
So hot take artists obviously speak in definitives. This is happening. This is definitely happening. Because they can be wrong and then they can, just pretend that they never said what they said. But with insiders, like Windhorse,
right,
they avoid definitives. And for him to say he's going to get traded, what do you think he knows? Like, what do you think he's been told and who told him this?
Well, it's kind of tough because he admitted last week that he doesn't really have sources in Boston. That Boston doesn't let things out. And all of a sudden, everyone knows what's going on with Brad Stevens and the Celtics.
Unless his source is not the Celtics and it's Jaylen Brown's people.
It could be, or it could be other teams around the league. Like, of course, teams are going to call in to the Celtics and ask about Jaylen Brown's value. They're going to see if this relationship is severed. They're going to see if they truly believe that you can't move forward with these two wings that play obviously the same position in the apron era. Like, maybe they view it that way. But now all of a sudden to think that Brad Stevens already pissed that this got out publicly.
Yep.
He didn't want it to be. And obviously it was kind of wishful thinking when you're talking about a player like Giannis. Like, the whole NBA was waiting for that domino to fall, mm-hmm. before they can start their offseason.
Yeah.
It was wishful thinking to think it wouldn't get out. But he said it in his press conference. He wasn't happy that it was public. So to think now that this stuff's getting out there after Jaylen Brown clearly is annoyed a little bit. You can read between the lines of Brad Stevens, and it's totally understandable to think that way and believe why he is annoyed here. But yeah, I don't understand why all of a sudden it's so like a definitive thing that he's going to get moved. I understand the door was left open, but
can't
there was
scramble
there.
The eggs, Terp. Once there's
another one. That's
right.
A good one.
Can't
that's
go
a
back.
Keep them. It has happened before, right? It happened when he was in the trade talks with Kevin Durant. Much different now, though. He's won a championship here. He won Finals MVP. He's just a better player now, especially after what he did last year. So,
but
things are a little bit
different. I think, Rich, to your point, he doesn't have the value people think. Milwaukee was afraid not only that he wouldn't sign there, but that they would have a tough time flipping him for other picks that they think, you know, deemed him worthy of.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, they thought the Miami package was more valuable, so they were scared. And I think him popping off on Twitch now has scared some in the league. Maybe not everybody, but he should have kept his mouth shut, point blank, period.
We will get to it later on, but I mean, he's been picking a fight with the biggest hot take artist in the industry right
now.
You
see Stephen A's retort last night?
We're going to play it. I mean, it's like this has gotten so out of control that I could totally see this scaring teams away.
Yep.
Now, it shouldn't because he's so effing good. Like, that's the one thing people forget. This guy's a great, great player. But he's shooting himself in the foot here.
And shooting his way out of town, apparently. I mean, I think, don't you feel that way, that Jaylen wants out, Rich?
Like, it's start now. When I heard that clip from Windhorst, because just like you were saying, Terp, you know, it doesn't sound like he's got many connections with the Celtics. That would come from his people, Jaylen Brown's people.
Right.
And that would say to me that he's like, enough, I'm out. I don't like the Mobley thing for a lot of reasons. One, because you're not getting the same type of value back. And two, I don't want to make the Cavs better. Dude, the Cavs are—they're a good team in the
East. Good point.
That's tough for the Cavs too, because they're a second apron team right now. So that is going to be tough to make that money work with Jaylen. Obviously, Mobley would go a long way with that, but that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, you would be helping out, giving truly a borderline MVP candidate to one of the better teams in the East. Like, that is a dumb move. And all these reports are making me pissed off because there was really only one person that the trade made sense, and it was Giannis, and it fell through. And right now, I'm like you. I'm saying, you know, if you're Brad Stevens, your backup plan was, I'll just smooth it over with JB and we'll figure stuff out. But right now, that Windhorst clip scares the snot out of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, well, you know, maybe indeed the chili has been spilled on the floor.
Yeah, can't unbake the cake.
Part of that, too, was like, Brad's obviously not going to speak for Jaylen. He already knows this is a sensitive conversation. He doesn't want to speak for him. He wasn't going to do that in the first place, especially now under this. Does Jaylen appreciate the candor with Brad and the conversations and how upfront he was about this whole thing and say, okay, I get it. We don't know because we haven't heard from Jaylen Brown yet until we do. And that Twitch stream, he should get a sponsor for that thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
People are going to be all over that.
Well, Terp, I'm glad you're here because you have spent time with Brad Stevens and you've talked to him a decent amount. As have I, but it was always horribly awkward at a phone interview. You've been in his face. And the one thing that I want to get from you is I need a Brad Stevens interpreter. Because I heard some of the stuff he was saying at that press conference where he was asked about Jaylen Brown. And it makes your eyebrows raise just a little bit. You're like, all right. Even me being a dumbass, I could see through a lot of the things he was saying and what he wasn't saying. But I would like you, someone who has spoken with him on many occasions, to interpret what you believe he's actually saying. So we will do that. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Terp and Brad Stevens. 93.7 WEEI, Rich Certainleave, Ken Laird. We've got Justin Turpin here in studio, and we are at Fenway Park right now. Oh, the buzz for this Yankees series.
It's so sad. This should have been... this should be teeming with Yankees fans, Red Sox fans now, Rich. Like, outside on the... This should be like Scottish Tartan Army level stuff.
No.
Excitement. No, it's so sad.
There's people outside waiting for this at the Wale show at the House of Blues.
It is pretty crazy to think how far things have come since these two pitchers met in game 3 of the wild card last year. You felt like it was sustainable. They were building something for the future, and now we're here.
Yep, now we are here, and it's not a lot of fun. As I said, Terp, you've got to be just ecstatic that this Jaylen Brown stuff is going on, so you don't have to be wandering around the clubhouse right now trying to talk to anyone. It's got to be like a graveyard in there.
I wonder if they're even here yet. They got in really late.
Oh, yeah.
Early this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, and that dirty water. So, Justin, you are somebody who has spent a lot of time talking to Brad Stevens. You've been to a lot of the press conferences. I thought what he was saying the other night after the draft talking about Jaylen Brown was very interesting. And a lot of people are reading into his comments, as they should, because Brad Stevens is someone who has a reputation for being honest, but there are ways of being honest and evading your actual answer. And I think there was a decent amount of that. So what I want you to do, Terp, is I'm going to play a couple of these clips here. Stiz is going to tell you what he's been asked. And I want you to tell me what you think he actually means.
Okay.
Stiz, what's the first clip we got?
All right, so here Brad Stevens is asked about the future of Jaylen Brown.
I'm never going to predict the future, but like every indication, everything that I think about is with, over the past few years, has been building around those guys, right? And so obviously you never know, but at the same time, I think the one thing I want to make very clear is how valued he's always been. Like, and he's been amazing. He's been an amazing teammate, great person to be around. And you know, whether that run ends 10 years from now, when he retires, or before, there's a lot to celebrate. And you know, that we have a great relationship and an open relationship, where we talk about everything. And but I don't want to predict the future, but you know, I look at it as, this is our team.
He's going to get traded.
Thank you, Windhorst. Thank you. All right, sir. What did you get from that?
I take that as they're selling him, because the future is in the hands of Brad Stevens. He's under contract. Mm-hmm. It's not like he can just get up and go. He can't. He's not a free agent. He's under contract for the next three seasons. So Brad Stevens is the one that would have to move him. And the ownership group with Bill Chisholm and the rest of the front office. So that to me sounded like he was chopping him.
There was
and
a lot
of his options open.
A lot of past tense in that about when talking about Jaylen Brown, wasn't there?
Yeah, for there sure. Was. And I didn't even know Jaylen had a brother. I guess you probably follow his family tree more than I do, Turp. But his brother put out that social media clip of the two of them, the Jays, the
yes,
Jays,
after
kind
the,
of a retrospective.
After the finals, yeah.
Now that you think about that, it's but kind
no,
of
no,
like,
no. But, that there was something with that though. Wasn't there? Like, after it was done, like, the caption, didn't they put some, like, emoji that made you go, huh? Oh, here it is. It was a shush emoji. Like, in other words, like, maybe he's
good.
Maybe that's he's ripping on Jason Tatum. Maybe it's almost like, throughout all this, look at how much Tatum, like, Brown and you guys loved each other, and Tatum's not saying anything.
I don't get that narrative. I've seen that thrown out there a couple different places. Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me. When does a player...
Makes sense to me, Rich.
When does a teammate of a player that was in trade conversations or whatever, that hasn't like been traded away, come out and express like their feeling of wanting to keep him there?
Here's
that's
the
like
only,
unprecedented.
Here's
never
the one,
happened.
Here's the one time. Is because he also hasn't said anything in support of Jaylen Brown.
He hasn't said anything, period.
No, right. But he hasn't said anything in support of Jaylen Brown when the biggest name in sports talk has been crushing him about thinking that he's ripping on Jason Tatum. So, like, if you're Jason Tatum and you're not really getting ripped on and you don't feel like you're getting ripped on, wouldn't you say something? Or would you let him hang himself, which it almost seems like he's doing right now? And I am not one of these people. I've said it from the very beginning. One of the smartest things you can do when you're done and you have this horrible loss is just disappear and not say anything, because anything you say is going to come back as being bitter. But in this case, his teammate, his buddy, his 1A, 1B is getting crucified for a comment that he made about this being his best season, which the biggest name in sports talk and others are saying is a direct shot at Jason Tatum. And if you're Jason Tatum, if there's any time for you to say something, if you truly wanted to help your buddy, wouldn't this be the time?
I mean, you don't know what they're saying to each other behind closed doors.
It doesn't matter. You have to say it publicly. You've got to let everyone know, because then it would shut Stephen A. up. It would shut up all the sports talkers. Well, not shut them up, but it would just make them change the narrative. And he hasn't done that.
This is like, that's just sports media, right? Like, it's most of the time ripping the players. Like, that's the unfortunate reality of it. And so there's been plenty of times where players have been getting dragged by pundits or whatever it may be, and the other player or teammates don't come out and step up for him. Like, but that doesn't really happen.
Well, 2 points to this. What set Jaylen off from Stephen A. Smith the most was him saying, Tatum's not going on your Twitch stream. Yeah. Why? Yeah. No, seriously. When Jaylen's response... He said, why are you attacking? Why are you talking about my relationship with Tatum? That's not journalism. That's why he got upset at Stephen A. and ESPN and said they have no ethics. And now Stephen A. did not address that today in all his rambling, which we'll get to, I'm sure, coming up here, mm-hmm. and all his responses. He didn't touch the Tatum part because I think he knows that is the hot button issue. That's why Jaylen had the State Your Source stuff in the first place, multiple
years ago.
No, that
was because
Stephen
A. said he wasn't marketable.
And he wasn't liked in the organization. Wasn't there something along that?
It was. It's like he wasn't likable and wasn't marketable.
He wasn't likable. teammates.
That was what Stephen A.
Maybe not like him. I think that's where he gets very sensitive.
I just think if they truly are like that tight, like if I saw a guy that I was like, that was like that kind of relationship with, and I saw them getting absolutely crucified because there was some sort of impression that me, that I was pissed off at him.
Correct.
And by the way, at a nuclear level right now, because now Stephen A. Smith is like saying, I'll do anywhere you want, not anywhere, he wants in his studio, but any place, I will talk to you about this. And it has become the biggest story of the basketball offseason, one of the biggest stories. Dude, if I'm Jason Tatum, I'm absolutely saying something.
And we did hear from Tatum. Remember the interview he recorded that aired after they got eliminated was him saying, I want to win finals MVP. Now, he taped it at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But that, to me, was a that's, again, Tatum trying to take back his team from the guy who eliminated him from MVP, won the MVP
they won the title. The more I think about this, the more that if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm getting pissed that Tatum's not saying something.
Correct. Like, that's why he wants out. That's at the heart of all this is their relationship. Terp, you're wrong. Sorry to say, you're wrong.
I think the heart of it, him possibly wanting out, is that he was in a trade to package. Like they offered
hat
that
him.
Would be
this,
it.
The time number five. This is
well,
the fifth
that
time
explained how what 2 weeks before or right after the season, and you're like I could play in Boston 10 years. Like there was no problem up until this, and it's reasonable to understand his frustration.
This is effing wild. Like I mean, honestly, it's like this just gets better every day because I mean because my beliefs change constantly with like. You know, these definitives now from Windhorst, like he's going to get traded. Well, Windhorst obviously knows something. It's most likely from Jaylen Brown's side because, as you said, he doesn't have a connection with the Celtics. And then the whole Tatum thing. Yeah, Tatum could end like all of this speculation that this was his favorite season was a shot at Jason Tatum. That's the biggest story right now. And he's not saying anything, which is really, really odd. All right, we'll take your call. 617-779-7937. We'll get some more of this Brad Stevens audio because there is one clip. Somebody asked him, do you think that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can win a championship together again? And he has an answer that is quickly contradicted by an insider. We will get to that right after this. All right. It is 93.7 WEEI.
Oh, don't interrupt Sammy.
He's got heavy metal,
last
baby.
Night. He was on fire at Infinity Center last night.
That's right. It was Rick Springfield opening?
Rick Springfield looking great at 76, shirt off, Jesse's girl, followed by Sammy. Not looking as great, but
well,
still.
You know, what can you do?
Great effort, boys.
It's funny, Rick Springfield, for some reason, I've the only pictures I've seen him lately is with his shirt off. Man loves taking his shirt off. At 75 years old, if I was that jacked, I would do the same thing. Why the hell not? Well, it's Rich Shirt and Leib, Ken Laird, and we have Justin Turpin in here with us. Thank goodness, because there's a whole lot of Jaylen Brown stuff to talk about. 93.7 WEEI. First of all, I got two texts during the break from Stiz, who was on top of it. Like, Stiz is like, you know, when things come through, when news breaks, he gets it to us. And I love that because, like, right in the middle of the show, I'll get a text and be like, geez, this is crazy. Like, this one right here. Brett Siegel, who I just asked Terp, he's a pretty reputable name.
Yes, Clutch Points. Yep.
Okay. Brett Siegel from Clutch Points has tweeted, Jaylen Brown has not requested a trade from the Celtics, per Brett Siegel. Okay, that's pretty good news. And then Stiz, I don't know who this guy is, the next one, but with a name like Robot Dave, I don't know if I should be trusting it.
I'd probably lean no, but what's he have to say? It depends on what he's saying.
Well, you decide.
Exactly.
You don't want to hear this,
Terp. According to Robot Dave, he says, sources say Jason Tatum gave the Celtics the green light to explore trading Jaylen Brown this offseason. The two have reportedly not spoken all summer, with Tatum believing Brown's off-court comments to be, and I have to click on something, became a distraction. Multiple teammates reportedly agree. Now, once again, I have no idea who Robot Dave is,
His profile picture is Danny Ainge.
It's Danny Ainge. So maybe it is Danny Ainge in disguise, and he's just telling you straight up. Like Janos. Wasn't Janos apparently Danny Ainge, or that was the speculation? Right. That Celtics parody account was. So there you go.
Robot Dave needs to get sent back for a little bit more work before we run that prototype.
I mean, it makes sense though.
It makes sense.
I don't.
You don't think
you go with that?
You don't think that some people thought that all the stuff that's been going on has been a distraction? It's been Jaylen Brown and the Celtics in the news for like all the wrong reasons.
But Stiz, the different part is the beginning of that clip where it says that Jason Tatum's like, yeah, hell yeah, get him out of here. I don't know. Robot Dave seemed to have overreached for that. If you want people to buy into it, Noah, can you get Robot Dave on the phone, please? I would like to speak to him. Thank you very much. That's our intern who almost, I mean, essentially got what's
Theo,
his name? Theo Epstein.
Really?
He did.
He did. I said, can you get Theo Epstein? And he ended up getting in a text chain with him, which was nice. All right, let's go to real quick line two, Boston Bar Guy. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm cracking. I've been listening all day. And the news media has been being played by two brilliant guys, Brad Stevens and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's going nowhere. If Brad Stevens, who's a brilliant man, wanted Giannis, he would have got Giannis. He made Miami pay out the yin-yang to get Giannis, which was a great job by Brad Stevens. He's going to build around our two superstars, and we're going to chase a title next year. Jaylen Brown, he's laughing right now. All we're talking about is Jaylen Brown and the Celtics. That's all it is. The ownership is loving it because the only thing we're talking about is the Celtics. That's it.
Boston Bar Guy, let me just ask you one question because I love your theory. I do. But if there was no intention of shopping him around and it was all just a play to get Miami to spend more, which is not a bad theory at all, then why didn't, after the trade didn't go through, why didn't Brad Stevens, when he had a chance, say, Jaylen's not going anywhere?
Because you guys, they're like this talking to each other. They're laughing at everybody. Dude, that's all we're talking about is Jaylen. Jaylen Brown's driving in his car, he's shaking his head laughing. We're not going to trade a superstar. We got two superstars. We're going to chase a title next year. We just need some more guys around him. All right, boys, have a good one.
I love it, Boston Bar Guy. I love your confidence. All right, let's go to... you know what? Actually, let's play this next Brad clip. You know what? Can you skip to that last one real quick, Stiz? The one about can the Jason and Jaylen play together? I want to make sure that Terp hears that one, if you don't mind.
Yeah, here Stiz? We go. So this is Brad has asked, does he still believe that the Jays can be contenders and win a championship?
You mentioned countless times that the expectation of the Boston Celtics are to win championships. So do you believe that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown together on the Boston Celtics are still able to bring that to Boston?
That's pretty emphatic for me.
Okay.
Pretty confident there.
Mr. Interpreter, what does he mean there?
Yes.
He means what he said.
He's
telling
the truth.
He did not think it just, yes.
100%.
Yes.
But you think he is getting traded, though. You believe in Windhorst. So he's lying.
I think if the right package is there, then there's like, I think they're seriously having conversations and that they're seriously considering what the best path forward is with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum together. I mean, with having two wings under this apron era, it's kind of hard to build around that. Though, when you look at what these two have done and the resume that they have, obviously, over their 9 years together, no team has more regular season wins, postseason wins. Mm-hmm. They've got a 5 conference finals. That's more than like 8 franchises together. It clearly works. So I don't think there's any necessarily a rush to, you know, break this group up because you know it works. But the Giannis thing I get, right? It's a top 5 player at worst. Obviously, we've been through his resume. It was top 7 straight years with top 4 MVP finishes, first team All-NBA honors. Like, you get it with Giannis. When you're looking around the rest of the league, you're also trying to maximize the window that you have now, and that's with Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum coming back fully healthy now after an offseason to revamp and really get back into Jason Tatum All-NBA first team shape, that changes things.
But that goes completely against what Robot Dave tweeted out earlier.
Yes.
978 texter, do you think John Henry leaked the trade rumors to take the heat off the Red Sox? Good theory, 978.
I'm telling you, there's no one happier right now than John Henry that this is a story. There's not even a question. Not even a question. But you said, Stiz, that Mr. Windhorst had a reaction to that, correct?
Yeah, this was Windhorst on Pat McAfee's show just a little while ago.
He has come out and said that he didn't think the Celtics were good enough, that their record against top teams, even after Tatum got back, was worrisome. They blew that 3-1 lead. Even though Tatum got hurt and missed the end of the series, they were already in trouble before that. I think he doesn't believe that they can beat the Knicks, beat the Pacers, beat the rest of the top teams in the league, with the way the team is constructed now. And if you say you don't believe that, I'm not going to argue with you. But that is obviously what Brad Stevens feels, and he is looking for a trade that's going to get them to a better spot.
And if Brad Stevens feels that way, he's absolutely right. He shouldn't look at the 56 wins last year and take that as that's it.
Like, yeah.
Take it at face value. Look at the bottom of the Eastern Conference last year. Washington, Indiana, Brooklyn, Chicago, Milwaukee, all those teams are trying to lose.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Western Conference teams as well. You got Utah, Sacramento, Memphis, Dallas, New Orleans. All those teams are trying to lose. The tanking was so bad last year, the NBA had to rework it. They had to reform it. because it was so bad.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at the 56 wins last year, yeah, it's kind of hard to take that at face value because when you were in the playoffs, you blew a 3-1 lead for the first time in franchise history.
And that's the way you should measure it.
Embarrassingly.
Right. That's how you should measure your team.
And I guess when you look at, historically speaking, with Brad Stevens, the last time that they flamed out in embarrassing fashion was when they lost to the Heat in 2022. Mm-hmm. They fall down 3-0 in the series, win three straight, and then blow a game seven at home. What happened that year? He completely reshaped the core, went out, made the team much better.
Yep.
That's what happens. Historically speaking, Brad Stevens has been motivated when you're looking at what's happened. And this isn't just last year, right? Like, this isn't just the 3-1 lead last year. This is the series against New York as well. They should have beaten the Knicks that series. Mm-hmm. And you can point to the injuries or whatnot. You led by 25 at home the first two games of the series and blew them.
Yep.
That's two straight postseasons where you've bowed out in historic fashion.
Yep.
Blowing two 25-point leads and then a 3-1 lead.
I agree with all that, but then why didn't you get Giannis? That was the guy. There's nothing left that makes you better this year.
I keep going back to that article from The Athletic that said that Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Bucks, something scared him away as far as thinking that if Jalen was to come there, that he would be a player under, or they would have to trade him under duress, and that he would not sign an extension. So to me,
but then you needed to offer more. Like, he would not have turned it down if you had offered him more picks, Ugo, Shireman, because then he could flip Jalen for something else, even if it's not what you think he's worth.
But Jalen doesn't have much of a value, we're finding out right now.
I agree with you, Ken. Like, if you made the decision that this is not good enough as currently constructed, you just get the honest thing.
Get that done.
You have to pay a high price to get to get good things.
Let's go to Kelvin on line three. Kelvin, what's up, man?
Guys, perfect move for Brown.
Okay.
Send Brown, Ugo, and White to Cleveland for Mobley and Mitchell. What do you think?
For Donovan Mitchell, they're not going to trade Donovan Mitchell.
No, I don't think they trade Donovan Mitchell either.
Now we're just getting silly. What are we doing? I mean,
although they love Ugo, they value him highly.
Well, are we really talking about getting rid of Jalen Brown for, like, pieces right now? Like, there's only one player that was out there that made sense. And now, like, I don't like how people are trying to get, like, a guy who is, there's people that haven't even made, like, all NBA teams that they're throwing out there. It's like, oh, maybe we could trade him and make things work. I'm like, you have a guy who almost won MVP last year, a guy that was in the discussion for MVP. Do not trade him for 50 cents on the dollar.
He's going to be traded. I'm in.
I think Şengün makes some sense in the fact that they're looking for a big. He's a good, but he's not obviously the talent of Jaylen Brown, but maybe they get three pieces back from the Rockets. That's the only way I think you can sell me. It's got to be, you know, three pretty good pieces that you feel like have upside.
If the reporting's true that he did not request a trade, then if there's not a feasible upgrade there that you can look at this team and say, we are a better team, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't do it. You have other alternatives. Like, you have Derek White, who is going to have value. Obviously, was first team all defense. I wonder how much the shooting season he had last year kind of might take away from that a little bit, but will be value there.
Yeah.
You have a TPE. You have a mid-level exception. Like, you can build around these guys. And Brad Stevens was also candid about that the other night, where it is hard to do that when you have these two max guys taking up a majority of the payroll. But it is possible. We've seen it before with this team, and they have a lot of work to do. If they think they can just run it back and expect a different result with a healthy Tatum next year, that's wishful thinking.
All right,
this team needs some work.
Let's, Terp, while you're here, I want to get to a Stephen A. Smith versus Jaylen Brown, because this has reached a new level, and it's really fantastic. And by the way, Jaylen Brown's the one who started this part of it. Like, it was dead. And then Jaylen Brown brought it back while speaking at, I believe it was Cannes over there in France. We will play that clip. And Stephen A. Smith's very whispery response right after this.
I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up.
Oh, yeah. A new level. Is this a Jackson Pantera request?
You know it, Rich.
Oh, very nice. Jackson and I spent a nice couple of texts back and forth about how great the first Down album is with Phil Anselmo Pantera. I can talk metal nerd
nice.
With Jackson. Jackson and I are on the same level when it comes to that.
All right,
it is Rich, Ken, and Justin Turpin here in studio with us for the rest of the hour on 937 WEEI. We are at the Fenway studio right now. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous night for a game. It seems like it, even though I haven't really heard, I haven't felt this lack of a buzz for a Yankee series in ever. Honestly, ever. I don't think I've ever had, like, because usually, matter of fact, when I looked at who they were playing, I forgot they were playing the Yankees today. Usually you would have that, like, circled on your calendar. You would know when it was coming. It just doesn't feel like it right now. But we are in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Okay, we teased this. I want to get to this. So this whole Stephen A. Smith, Jaylen Brown thing has been ridiculous. And, you know, there was the whole state your source thing that happened when they won the championship. And I remember, you know, Jaylen Brown was talking a big game. And then when they finally sat down together, it was literally the most boring thing you could ever watch.
They sat down for like an hour at the practice facility.
And it was so boring. It was like, you know, I wear this shirt, state your source, and you know, you've got a number one show and you're great and I love what you do and you're just the best. And he just like started kissing his ass. I'm like, what are we doing here? But it seems like Jaylen Brown once again has kind of kicked the Stephen A. Smith wasp's nests. And here he is talking in Cannes. Now, I don't know whether there's any more of this clip out there anywhere because it cuts off at the end. And I've looked for it. It just seems like someone was recording with their phone and this is the only thing that got out. But here is Jaylen Brown talking about the comment that he made about this being his favorite season.
Leader behind that was ESPN.
Oh, hang on. Do we have it at the beginning by any chance where he is there any more to that, or is that the only
thing that I saw?
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think there was much more before that, but he's talking about when someone asked him about when he said it was his favorite season. Let's take a listen.
Leader behind that was ESPN. ESPN is unethical. And Stephen A. Smith is the head face of that. But, you know, the organization, the players, they were all in agreement. They all knew what I meant by that. Our team was basically salary dumped. You know, we lost a lot of players. And for us to emerge and still be in the same position.
Okay. It's not good also that he threw a little bit of a shot at ownership there, saying that the team was salary dumped.
I mean, they were all realistic throughout the year of what it was. Like, everyone knew why they made the moves and, you know, what the moves were. Like, there's no hiding from it. You traded three or four guys that were all-stars. Like, mm-hmm. There was no hiding from that. And I think everyone was kind of understanding of why that happened and, you know, the team, what it was.
Yeah. And so, of course, you can't make all of a sudden the Stephen A. Smith alarm goes off. Hey, they're talking about you again. And, man, if I... He is a bottom feeder. Oh, he loves butts. But the one thing he loves more than butts is when a star athlete mentions his name. Because what does that do?
Clicks.
Oh, clicks, baby. It gets that profile up. It gets people tuning in. And that's the one thing I can't believe Jaylen Brown doesn't understand. You're trying to punish this guy. You're trying to show Stephen A. Smith that he sucks. And the best way to do that is to ignore him. But what is he doing? He's making him the center of the story once again. So, of course, Stephen A. Smith went and cracked his knuckles and said, I'm about to get real angry. And then real whispery, so you know I'm serious. Let's take a listen.
Getting on my last damn nerves, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up. Suddenly, we're unethical because we're telling you how your comments came across. I wonder your ass is in France. You can't deal with the heat here in America and justify the way that you've acted since you got bounced out of the playoffs. Nobody's done anything to you, Jaylen Brown. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I shouldn't even be upset because this should be an indication to you about how small people can become. I'm unethical. I'm the leader. ESPN, the entire network, with all the love the network shows you, we're all unethical and I'm the leader. I didn't know you would come across as that soft, bro. You want to talk about accountability and all of that other stuff? Fine, dog. You're welcome to come on the show. I keep talking about that dungeon you in. I'll show you what a studio's supposed to look like. I got one. You want to talk about me? You want to question my ethics or whatever? Name the time and place, bro. You name the time, not the place. We're going to do it on my set because I ain't coming to that dungeon. I'll be waiting. See you when I see you.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting. I'll see you. See you when I see you.
I'll see you when I see you. And I love asses. That's one thing.
Always, always ass.
He did 10 minutes more this morning on First Take, and he called him a grown-ass man, acting like a child in his feelings and embarrassing himself.
He is. I mean, listen, and I am a Jaylen Brown defender when it comes to him on the court. I think we are all kind of losing our minds and dismissing how great of a player he is because of the dumb thing he says, stuff he says off the court. But yeah, now he's acting like a child. Just, dude, stop. Like, stop with all of this.
I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up.
I mean...
But again, what Stephen A. didn't respond to was what Jalen was upset about him calling out Tatum and their relationship. That's what sets JB off. I'm positive about this.
I mean, it is. I get the whole thing. Like, it is unethical if you're Jalen Brown for him to go out and say like, oh, these two aren't getting along or whatever. Like, yeah, that would I would understand.
Well, he doesn't say they're not getting along. What he's saying is, you know, how come I've never seen Jason Tatum come on your podcast?
Right.
It sounds to me like you put a shot across the bow to your teammate, and your teammate's not doing anything to squash people from believing that. And I agree with. I do think that, and Jason Tatum doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't. He doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to do anything. But man, if I'm him, I'm saying something. If that guy's my good friend, if he's like one of my buddies, and I see him getting murdered in the press falsely about something that I could just literally with one tweet end all of it and just say, I love my brother, and a picture of the two of them together with their arms around each other or winning a championship, you know how much that would make Jalen Brown's day and prove his point and crush Stephen A. Smith? But he hasn't done that. And that, to me, that's weird. That is a little bit weird.
But counter to that, they've been together for 9 years. This has been a prominent discussion for pretty much all nine of those
years. Never this big.
Not after never you, when, not after you said it was my favorite season.
Yep. When has he ever come out and said that?
It's like, it's never been this big.
Athletes do that.
But he almost got traded, and people are saying a lot of it might have to do with because the two don't get along because he said it was my favorite season. The season
and
that
Robot Dave is reporting that they don't like each other.
Yeah, Robot Dave. Yeah, if Robot Dave sniffs that out, then I'll bend the knee and admit that I was wrong here. But I don't know about buying Robot Dave here.
Noah, how are we doing on getting Robot Dave on here? Any sign?
Looks like a fake account to me.
Damn it! Who would have thought? Don't you tell me if Robot Dave's something, I'm usually buying into it. Let's go to. Steve in the truck. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Steve. Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today? I love what's it. Up, I love buddy? It. Great show.
Thanks.
Question: do you guys think that Orlando would ever consider giving up Banchero for Jalen Brown and maybe another pick? Or, you know, to give the Celtics another player? Would that sound like something that would be feasible?
I like Banchero, but once again,
I like him too. He's got more upside, I think.
But Jalen is just such a better player, and I know.
But Banchero is younger.
I know, but the thing is, Steve, but also, I mean, Jalen's in his prime. I mean, you could say that he's younger, but Jalen's in his prime.
They both are, both Tatum and Brown.
Yeah.
I like the Paolo idea. That's
good idea.
I think it's a better. Listen,
of
all the names
proposals I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, of all the names you've thrown out, like, that's a good one.
It is interesting, too, because he had a down year last year. Obviously, they severely underachieved, which is why Jamal Mosley was fired, and they have a new coach coming in now. So I guess that'll kind of depend on which direction they want to go in, but like I could see them being open to moving Banchero, and that's just my speculation. Like, there's no like reporting on that, but like if they view that they can build around Franz Wagner and Desmond Bane and those guys, maybe they're more inclined to do it. I don't think the Magic would do it, but maybe they are open to moving Banchero.
Well, Terp, do you have to go back to, speaking of dungeons, the dugout to interview players from the Red Sox to talk about how great things have been lately?
Running out of things to talk about, especially after that.
Hey, Romy Gonzalez coming back soon. Let's go.
He's going to save the season.
That could be.
So tell me how Roman Anthony has had no progress on this road trip.
That's been the whole talking point. And at this point, like, what's it matter? You're 14 games out of 500.
I know. Well, I even said that. I mean, just the human side of me wouldn't want to rush back if that was the case.
Like, what are you rushing back for?
And there's just nothing to run back to.
Everyone's gonna be like, okay, like he's here to save the season.
He's, getting paid 12
games
money?
Under 500.
Oh, I know, but he's also a human being, and
the whole communication there is the messed up part for that. Whereas they've put him in the situation now where these conversations exist because they couldn't just be upfront about the injury in the first place.
What a strange
10-day IL. That's what it was.
And right? We're right.
What a horrible summer. God, what a ruined summer. Turpis is your fault.
Bring back Munford.
These are the two teams you cover.
Yeah, bring back Munford and Suns.
Bring that back. They'll save it.
All right. Well, Terp, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you being this hour. Coming up next, and we're not going anywhere, we'll be back in 2 minutes. I am looking forward to this. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, he has been on top of the whole Diana Rossini, Mike Vrabel situation. There is a brand new article that dropped from the New York Times, which seems to be teasing that the investigation on Diana Rossini from The Athletic is going to be due any minute now. And there were some nuggets in there. We will talk to Mike Florio about those. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
This is about a grown-ass man acting like a child.